everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Greater European Talks for this season. In this episode, we're going to talk about ways to cope with devastating news, specifically as political scientists. Today, we're joined by Sofia Cerda, a writer in our institute and a mental health advocate. Hello, Sofia.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Let's start by introducing the topic. Do you think major world events make an impact on the mental health of the professionals on the field?
Well, as political science and international relations researchers, students, and scholars, we are constantly alerted when any major event occurs. So the coverage for devastating news is updated frequently, and it can seem very overwhelming. The effects of the coronavirus pandemic have been extremely catastrophic for many people in a variety of ways. These current events have existed before the pandemic, such as poverty, climate change, conflict, have actually continued, sometimes working synergistically through the pandemic. The most recent updates of Russia's invasion into Ukraine are also impacting the dark and heavy news that is at the forefront of the world stage. So this news coverage is very important, especially in the international relations community. However, without good practices, these major world events can make a negative impact on the entire political science and international relations community.
But how can a professional keep working on a piece which requires a lot of research on media while protecting their mental health?
Everyone has a right, and some would even argue an obligation, to stay updated on major crises. However, you should take a break from the news when you're feeling overwhelmed. The Mental Health Foundation suggests limiting your exposure to certain media coverage to a few times per day or week, depending on your personal needs. Even if you're writing your own piece on an alarming world event, you're still allowed to give yourself time to do other things. By taking a break, you're not ignoring or dismissing the situation. You can still be updated on world events without checking the news every few hours. The Mental Health Foundation also suggests managing how much time you spend on social media, on the social media platforms, so that way you don't overwhelm yourself with information. You can try saving an article, a social media post, video, picture, story, and coming back to it at a later time.
All right, that's very interesting. Do you think that there are outlets within the academic community as well?
According to the Mental Health Foundation, humans need to feel connected with others. So I think that there are definitely outlets in the academic community. For the international relations academic community, this could mean collaborating on certain stories that are heavy. This could also mean going into your local community and volunteering for an organization. You could join a club or an organization that interests you outside of global affairs. Fear and isolation is a common thing among people who feel despondent by frightening world events. So it's important to remember that you are never alone in your feelings, especially in the world's current state of uncertainty. There are other people, maybe even among your circle of friends or academic peers, that share the same feelings that you do. You could also try to spend more time volunteering, but remember to only commit to as much as you can handle. Start out by volunteering once a month or whenever you find yourself feeling lonely. This is not supposed to be a distraction from the current crisis, but a way to connect with people in your community.
So aside from distracting yourself and taking a break from the negative news, is there a way to put these feelings into good use?
Sure there is. The Mental Health Foundation suggests coping with scary world events by empowering yourself through political advocacy. By being part of the international relations community, you have people who are willing to listen to your voice and collaborate with you. You can open a discussion among your peers or colleagues and make your views seen by others. By speaking up, you might even empower others to use their voice and bring in their opinion. The community that cares about major world events and their impacts is vast. You could look into different recruitment opportunities or open positions for think tanks. Most universities have professors and students who would love to have discussions on several of these topics. You could also write out your thoughts in an informal research paper and share it on your social media platform with your friends. You don't need a big audience in order to voice your opinions on a topic that you care about.
Sharing your outlook can for sure be inspiring for other people to feel empowered and voice their opinions. But don't you think it's also important for mental health reasons to not bottle feelings up?
Of course. By keeping your thoughts and emotions to yourself, you're holding on to overwhelming feelings that make coping extremely difficult. Talk to a friend or family member about how you might be feeling. There are organizations that set up hotlines for the purpose of speaking to someone who will just listen to you. Many of these organizations are free to use and anonymous. There is most likely one that you can call or text in your area at any time. They can also provide you with more professional resources if you desire. Talking to someone is not the only option for you to release your emotions or thoughts. You could also journal or create art as a way of coping. The Mental Health Foundation suggests trying a creative expression for a few minutes in order to feel its effects. Talking to someone is not the only option for you to release your emotions or thoughts. You could also journal or create art as a way of coping. The Mental Health Foundation suggests trying a creative expression for a few minutes in order to really feel its effects. You also may need to try different forms of creative expression in order to find the one that works best for you. Looking after your mental health can also include getting a good amount of sleep, eating well, and exercising daily. For those of us who are busy with school or research, this could look like taking a walk during a break from our work. You could also try working outside or in a place that gets regular sunlight. If you do feel like the news is too overwhelming, then you should find de-stressing activities that you enjoy.
And last but not least, to change our perspective a bit and escape from the historical events that we're living through, what are some good news stories from 2022?
I'm glad you asked. Here are some story titles from the Good News Network. Network has provided positive news stories since 1977. You can find good news stories about different topics such as the environment and public health. For example, there is a story titled, "Check Out These Victories for Old Growth Forests Worldwide on International Forest Day." This article lists several reforestation projects around the world. There was another article titled, "Nigerian Mom Designed Solar-Powered Cribs That Put an End to Baby Jaundice Disease." This article is about a mom who designed affordable, portable phototherapy cribs that have helped hundreds of thousands of babies in Nigeria and Ghana. And this last title is called "Old Wind Turbine Blades Used for Bridge Construction After They're Retired." So wind turbines are notoriously non-biodegradable, but a research team in Ireland has actually found a way to reuse them.
That's great news indeed. Thank you very much, Sophia, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's all for today. Thank you for listening. If you would like to join one of our future episodes, please email us at podcast@institutegreatereurope.com. Thank you for listening.